Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Everything Iconic. I'm here with a queen icon legend.
What?
Yes,
me?
No. Allison Hannigan.
Where is she?
You're right there. I'm so excited to have you. I'm such a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
I mean, you've truly... I was going through the list of things that you've been in, and you've been in so many iconic things. I mean, it's been amazing. You've had so many shifts in your career that you've gone through sort of flawlessly, which I'm very interested in. We're going to talk about it. I got to talk about Buffy. Huge Buffy fan. American Pie, all of that. But first, I want to talk about Pure.
Yes.
So tell me about this show you're in. You're joining season two. Tell me about it.
Pure on WGN America is just this show that I found so incredible and not something that I would have thought I would have liked, because ever since I became a mom, I don't like anything but comedy and cartoons, and I don't even like drama really. But I watched this and it captivated me. Right. And first of all, it's so beautifully shot, which,
Nova Scotia, right?
Yes,
that's where you shot it? Yeah.
Yes. So every frame looks like a masterpiece, and the performances are incredible. And the story, which is based on
real
like
life.
True events, is staggering. Like, I can't process that.
Right.
So, it's riveting. And
so were you a fan of the first season before you sign on for season two?
Well, they sent me the first season to watch, and I just couldn't stop watching it. I was like,
right. It
was unbelievable. It was I had the same reaction that I had when I first found Breaking Bad.
Right. It reminds me of that in tone and style. And I was telling you before, like, I put on the first episode and I was like, I don't think this is really my vibe, because I'm the same way. I like comedy and stuff that's going to lead me out of depression. But I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Yes. So I highly recommend going back and watching the first season too.
Right. And so tell people a little bit about what it's about. It's about Mennonite community.
It is the Mennonite community, which I'm not great at explaining it. I don't do it justice because it is so complex.
Right.
But the Mennonite community, which is this religious sect, and there's this like drug cartel that they get involved in, or this one.
Right.
See, you can tell.
You know what the point is?
It's
amazing.
It's so incredible.
It's amazing.
So it's like this drug cartel that's going through the Mennonites, and then it's just all this like complex thing, and then it's just
drama.
So,
it's dark, but in a good way.
Yeah.
It's very Breaking Bad.
Like,
if you like Breaking Bad, I feel like people would love this show.
Yeah, it's like Breaking Bad meets Witness.
Right, right. Oh, I've never watched Witness.
Oh,
the movie Witness.
Right.
Movie Witness.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember that? I'm aging myself.
No,
I
You're
like, what?
Kathy Bates, right? Wait, no,
no
not Kathy.
No,
I'm thinking
like,
Misery.
No, it was like 80s.
Okay, so I do need to go watch Witness.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed.
It wasn't like Harrison Ford. And
right.
It was like Lucas Haas when he was a baby.
Right.
He was like a kid.
Right.
I'm very old.
No, you're not at all. What do you like working in this playground of this show, Pure? Because it's a different kind of thing than you've done before.
Yeah, it was so much fun. It was a character that was a complete departure, and my character grew up in the Mennonite community.
Were you familiar at all?
No.
Yeah.
No. And but she definitely, it didn't suit her. So she left that and And now, you know, does what she needs to do to live a life of luxury. And she's just fun.
It looks like fun to play because it's just it is a dark show, but like in a fun way, it looks fun.
Yeah, it was really fun to play. The only struggle that I had was the Mennonites speak. I always call it slow German. It's not slow German. It's low German. I call it slow German because I was slow.
It was slow, yes.
I was really slow to take to it. Low German. And that was
a challenge.
Not my forte. So right. So trying to speak that and act like I actually knew what I was talking about was very difficult.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yes.
Now, I want to talk about some other projects in your career because I'm such a huge fan. But before I do, I want to talk about something I never got to see. But as a gay man, I'm like obsessed with the First Wives Club. And you did a First Wives Club pilot.
We did.
What happened there? Like, what was...
I don't know. I never saw it either.
You never saw... I was going to ask you, like, send it to me.
They did a screening, and I don't know what...
It just didn't work out.
I don't know why I couldn't go. I was out of town or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Were you a fan of the movie before?
Yes, definitely. And I adored the ladies that I worked with, Vanessa
Lachey.
Yes. Right. And Megan Hilty, who it was just a dream.
Yeah.
And the three of us, we bonded instantly. And, I don't know what.
Right.
What went wrong?
I mean, who knows with all of this stuff,
exactly.
Really, like what's going to take. But it's just, I'm such a huge fan of First Wives Club.
Yes.
They're trying it.
They keep trying it.
I know, they're trying it again.
I know. So we'll see. I mean, maybe.
Selfishly, I would also like them to just do a sequel with the original ladies.
Yes,
because I know they wanted
course.
To do that too. But I mean, I'll take anything I could get.
We definitely had fun though. The three of us, we really had a good time.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I talk a little bit about Buffy?
Yes, please.
What a mm-hmm. moment. And it's Pride Month. Your character Willow had an infamous same-sex kiss when it wasn't really happening on TV at all.
I believe it was the first time that a character who had been on a show from the beginning came out.
Right.
I think that there had been characters who were brought on that were gay, but not somebody who had been on from the beginning of a show.
Right. Did you realize the impact it would have on the LGBTQ plus community at the time? Or is it something that it's hard to grasp being in it?
I guess I didn't. I don't know. I guess I didn't. I don't know if I mean, I was super happy that I got such an incredible storyline, but no, I don't think I did. I was just really glad Joss was doing it, and I was super grateful that I got to be a part of it. I guess I didn't.
What a huge show that was, though, and still has such an impact on people. Do you find people are still kind of finding it in different streaming
forums?
Because it's on Hulu, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And I also, now the people that grew up with it have kids that are old enough to watch
showing it.
So they're showing it. So we have a whole new generation. You know, actually, I think this is because it's a podcast and I was just recently listening to a podcast with Ellen. So I feel like this is a good place to ask you.
Yeah, please.
I should go back and watch the episode where Willow comes out. But I feel like I might have done a disservice to with my performance, and I should watch it. But I was listening to Ellen podcast, and she was talking about her coming out, and I remember the scene, and I don't think I cried when
you don't think your character cried.
Yes.
Right? I'm trying to think. I don't think.
And then I was listening to Ellen saying everyone cries, and I'm like, oh my god, I did it wrong. And I feel really bad now.
No, don't feel bad at all. But I heard
I feel
her
like
say
we
that too.
We need to reshoot
it. No, we can go back and reshoot it.
Like ever since I was like, oh no.
That was on the David. She said that on the David Letterman interview too. I don't know if you saw that. She mentioned the same
thing. I think
this
was a podcast on Oprah or something.
Right. That's interesting. You know,
I feel like I cried. And I was like, but I actually made the choice not to. because
I don't think everyone cries. But I don't believe that everyone cries. Don't feel bad at all. I mean, come on, the impact you've had, truly, like, don't feel bad at all. All right. But I don't think everyone cries. I actually didn't cry to my parents when I came out. I cried afterwards. Like, I left and I went to, I was in like a Walmart parking lot and it was raining. And I remember getting out of the car and it was like a movie scene where I like lifted up my hands or something. And I was, then I cried in the rain.
Well, I also just didn't think she would cry to Buffy because Buffy is going to be so accepting. And I also didn't, but
you
I do.
What are you going to do?
But I'm questioning, was that the wrong choice now?
I mean, I'm going to rewatch it after this. And I know. I'll let you know, I think.
I mean, there's nothing I can do
I don't
now,
think it
but
was
I'm,
wrong. I think it was good.
Now I'm worried.
Yeah, I get that. I'm one of those people, I lay in bed and I worry about what I did the day before. Yeah.
No, I'm not sorry, don't apologize. You guys.
What do you make of the, they're doing like a reboot now. Have you heard of this? Joss is supposedly producing it. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have. I've heard. I've heard.
Would it be something that in any chance you would be involved in?
Oh, if Joss is involved, absolutely. If they want me. I feel like reboots, they don't usually want the old people.
But see, I wish they did. I do want the older people. Not that you're an old person, but I want the old people. Like, that's what we just had Jennifer Love Hewitt on, and she was talking about the I Know What You Did Last Summer reboot. It's like, I don't want to see it starring someone else. I want to see it starring, or at least those people being around.
I know. Yeah.
What would you want from Willow if Willow was back?
Oh, man. I mean,
I know it's like revisiting such an old character. But.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like somebody was just talking about something and I was like, oh, that could be a really good idea. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like Willow could be obviously a great teacher.
Right.
But yeah, she'd probably be playing like the Giles role, you know?
Teacher role.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Any of those characters would be fun to see back. And I don't know exactly what's going on with the new one. But
no, I don't either.
What do you make about all these reboots, though? It seems like everything is being rebooted. And it's just sort of a part of our fabric of pop culture now. Whereas maybe 5-10 years ago, it was like a niche thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would be very hypocritical to be like, oh, they shouldn't do it because Buffy the Vampire Slayer was a reboot as well from the movie. Yeah. So, and I do remember when my friend told me, "Hey, they're doing a pilot for Buffy the Vampire Slayer." My first reaction was like, "Oh, why can't they just come up with an original idea?" So, obviously, I've learned my lesson just, you know, go
sometimes
with it.
They're good. I feel like people hate on reboots, but occasionally they're good.
Absolutely.
I mean, who doesn't love Fuller House? I'm
kidding. yeah, I mean, I just feel like if the audience wants it, then and it's all about the writing.
Right.
So,
and I think if Joss is involved in the Buffy, it's going to be good.
Exactly. Yeah. He could make anything interesting. So
you mentioned the original movie, and that starred Luke Perry, and you did a play. You did Harry Met Sally with him,
yes,
right?
Yes.
What was that experience like?
In the West End of London. It was an incredible experience. I mean, I felt very intimidated to like my first actual play. Really was, you know, the West End.
So you
like,
still
I was even really jumping in.
Even after doing all of this stuff, you still get intimidated by.
Oh gosh, yeah absolutely. But he was just such a nice, incredible guy, and he just wanted to make people laugh and just silly, and you know he would just do things for fun, like drop his pants, you know, and.
That sounds like fun for me.
It was really fun. And I just remember we'd be under the covers or whatever, and he's like, "I'm gonna draw my pants," and you know,
it wasn't in a creepy way. Just
no,
in like
not
a
at all. Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. It was just because he knew the audience would go crazy because he was going to show his butt, and it was hilarious. And you know, when you're doing a play for 6 months, it's stuff like that that
keeps
like,
you going,
keeps it fresh and fun, and you know, he was just. Yeah, and the way he would talk about his kids, it just, you know, so it just broke my heart when the news came out, and, you know, I mean,
he's
it's
such
tragic.
A talent. Yeah. What about that movie, When Harry Met Sally? Do you like rom-coms? Like, what do you like?
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, I love that movie so much.
Like, I'm one of the best movies of all time.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know.
And you were playing the Meg role in it.
Yes.
Wait, I'm thinking of all these connections. Was Meg, wasn't she doing like a How I Met Your Mother Wasn't she supposed to do the spinoff, like Voice It or something?
Ooh, I don't know.
Like How I Met Your Father. I feel like she was the voice.
Really?
I think she was. Like the Bob Saget role.
Wow.
Yes, I'm putting all these connections
Whoa,
together.
Whoa, that would have been cool.
I know. What's your favorite rom-com? Is it When Harry Met Sally? I'm a You've Got
that,
Mail.
That would definitely be up there. I mean, that's definitely up there.
Right.
Yeah.
I miss Meg Ryan in general. I know.
Her hair was so perfect.
Perfection.
She had the perfect curls.
Perfection. So speaking of iconic characters, American Pie, that I was in high school when that came out. So it was just like such a huge deal. Was that whole experience with all those movies just such a whirlwind?
You know, for me, it wasn't because I was doing them with while I was doing Buffy. So the first one, I worked 7 days. And it was just sort of, they fit it in on days off of Buffy.
Talk about making a meal out of a snack though. Right? Like that, like your role in that, that's what's most memorable in that movie is, you know, yeah. This one time at band camp yeah. is just like the thing.
But yeah, I mean, it's amazing that, that just this little part just kept going. I mean, we're about to do the 20th anniversary or something of it coming out.
Wow.
Next week.
Oh my God. That makes me feel old.
Me, you.
Well, I mean, would you guys do it? There were four of them, right? Four that you, the main
four,
cast
yes,
was in.
Yeah.
Would you, is that going to be another one? There's going to be another one probably at some point.
I don't know. I find out from you guys.
Right.
Like, who knows?
You know, when I was doing my research, I saw this interview of you, Natasha Lyonne, and Tara Reid on Howard Stern, and the three of you. Goodness. And it was delightful, but was also it? Crazy because Tara Reid was just arguing with Howard the whole time about like a party they were at or something.
Oh, dear.
And you and Natasha were just like sitting there, just you guys were quiet, mm-hmm. just letting those two go. Mm-hmm. And I wondered, and this might be inappropriate, you could feel free to just brush me off.
Uh-oh.
But did you ever party with Tara Reid, and what was it like? I feel like it must have been crazy to party with her at that time.
I went out with her once, and that was I let her down because I
anyone would let her down.
Well, I was too much of a goody two shoes. I think I was just like, I have to work. I can't, I don't, I'm just, I'm like, I'm a great designated driver, you know?
I just remember
being so impressed by like all the like famous people she knew. Mm. And I was just like, man. Like for me, I don't know if it's cause I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia or whatever, but I'm still like, I don't have the mentality of like, oh yeah, I'm in the business too. I still feel like I'm,
oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. Like I feel like I'm still on the outside looking in. So I'm like, ooh, look who we're talking to. And you know, I still.
Who's probably the most famous person in your phone? Is that an appropriate question? I don't know.
I mean,
probably Joss Whedon's pretty,
yeah,
pretty famous.
Let's say yeah. Joss.
And aren't you the godmother of one of his kids or something?
Oh,
or am
yeah.
I making that
well,
up?
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, what does that mean even?
Wait, So I've been asking a lot of people this, like in terms of legacy, like when you look back on your career specifically, you mm-hmm. obviously have kids and all of that kind of thing. But when you look at just your career, what do you hope people take away from all of your work or your body of work?
Oh, gosh.
Because a lot of your projects, I was just thinking of how much joy you've brought people, like particularly How I Met Your Mother, which we can chat about a bit. But that project is something that I feel like comforts people so, so much. It's comforted me in times of when and Friends, like there's been times in my life where I feel like everything's kind of out of control. And that's a show, and I know a lot of people that feel similarly. It's like you could put it on and it feels like a warm hug. And that's like Harry Met Sally, like those kind of movies do the same thing, which I think is so important. And I don't know if those projects get the credit they deserve for doing that. It's like feels like comfort food.
Right.
And you've been at American Pie or Buffy. It's like these projects bring such warmth and happiness to people.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, you never know what a project's going to turn into when you read a script, because there's so many elements of like, you just start with what's on the page, but you don't know who, like, who the final cast will be. And you, there's a lot of, like, faith that goes into, like, all right, well, hopefully it's going to be a good director and or this. And you,
it's going to be edited well.
Exactly.
And lit right.
Yes. And there's so many things
that Tara's going to show up sober.
there's so many things you just have to trust will happen. And especially with American Pie, I remember my manager, well, it was my manager's assistant at the time because the manager didn't really call me. It was the assistant. But
been there.
So he sent me the script and he was like, look, this is a really... this is a script that you're either going to hate or you're going to love. Like,
there's
people,
no,
yeah, people are really conflicted over this one. So just read it and it's fine either way, whatever. And I loved it and I got it. And, but you know, it was this little sort of, even though it was Universal, it was independent because it was a low budget for them. And they were going to like dump it in January or February or something until they did the first test screening and it just tested through the roof. And they were like, wait a second. And they made it a summer movie. And it was sort of every step of the way. So I love the script. Then I went to the table read and it's all these people that you've never heard of. And I remember sitting next to Sean William Scott and he and I, it was all tears, like, you know, because like he and I were scale plus 10. We were the bottom tier.
Wow.
Because our characters were not very like big. Right,
but you were probably the most famous
and
person.
Right. But I, you know, I just, I liked Michelle.
The
I
like,
yeah. So, and it was all tears because it was, that's how it was done. So he and I were sitting next to each other. And he was like, I just quit my job at Home Depot. And he was like the sweetest guy. And
also gorgeous too. I have a big crush on him.
He
but
is.
Anyway.
He's so, yes. And just the nicest guy. And then we did the table read and I was like, whoa, this is even better than I could have hoped for. Cause right. And I love the script. And I walked out of there and I called my manager's assistant and I was like, oh, it's really, really good. And then filming it, I was like, oh, it's really fun. And then watching the first screening, I was so excited. I'm like, I just can't wait for my friends to see it. So every step of the way, it just got better and better. The directors were incredible. And it just was a fantastic project all the way through. Right. So I knew it was special the whole time. But that's a real,
it's
like,
a rare thing.
Diamond in the rough. You know, you just, you don't get that all the time. Like, usually it's the opposite. Yeah. But you have a great script, and then it just, like, oh, that cast, and oh, this, and, like, right. Everything, like, it just gets dissected, and, like, you know, it falls apart. But yeah, so I think that it just, you know, I don't know what my point was, but...
No, but it's a great, I mean, that whole series, I remember just in high school, it was, like, such a big deal anytime there would be a new, and then even there was the reunion was, I guess, 5 years ago, or more recent, like, the most... recent one.
No, I feel like it's even longer.
I think it was like 2012, which is, wait, that's like
right,
7 years ago now.
Remember I was pregnant with Kiva when the press junket was happening because I couldn't fly somewhere or something. So were, that was, and she just turned 7.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You were pregnant with, during How I Met Your Mother too. The hiding of it was really fun.
Yes.
Show. What was your favorite memory of that? Whole experience
of hiding it?
No, of, I mean of the whole experience of the show.
Oh my goodness!
Or hiding it, whatever.
It's just the that whole show was the most incredible job to go to. It really was so much fun, and we just, you know, we didn't tape in front of an audience, so we just wanted to make each other laugh.
That's fine.
And it was just a great job. The scripts were phenomenal.
Is that something that where you're, it's ending and you're thinking, I don't want this to end. Like, what a great, cushy, wonderful job. It's great writing. It's, everyone loves it.
You know, it was a both and, yes.
Yeah,
but it was also time
on.
Because, you know, we had all been doing it for a long time and everybody was, you know, they were all doing their, we were all ready.
Doing other things. Yeah.
but it was also
Do you sad. Have a favorite episode of that?
I don't. I mean, they're all sort of meshed into one.
Right. Did you like the finale? I know a lot of the finale got some backlash.
I know.
Some people get mad about it.
I know. I feel like it just got truncated too much. Like I loved the script, but then it was too long and then they just had to edit it too much.
Oh, so like the original working script was probably much better.
Yes.
But they had edited it for TV.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, I think with finales, it's hard, especially such a long-running show. You're never going to please everyone.
No.
It's like impossible to do.
Exactly.
But, you know, what are you going to do? Now, you're also working on this magic show.
Yes.
Please tell me about Penn & Teller.
Penn & Teller Fool Us. It's just a fun, wonderful way to just be in another world, and I get to I get to host it, and I get to watch people's dreams literally come true. Like, they are performing, these magicians go on to Penn and Teller's Vegas stage, and they get to do magic tricks in front of Penn and Teller and try to fool them, and to perform magic in front of their idols is like their dream. And so I get to watch their dream like come true. And it's so much fun.
Were you a magic fan beforehand?
Yeah. And it came.
Who's not a magic fan?
Right?
Who among us?
And it's such a fun thing. I mean, I get to, it's, you know, 8 days of doing 2 shows a day, and I take the kids to Vegas, which, you know, what kids
I love Vegas.
Don't like to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
No, we've actually like
my parents figured took out, me as a kid, like as a child, they brought me.
We've actually figured that out, how to like make Vegas family friendly.
Just go to M&M World on the Strip. That's all you need.
So good. And it's just so much fun. You know, I've found a place to stay where you don't have to walk through the casino, and you can avoid.
Place do you stay? What? Well, you don't have to tell me this.
And you can try to avoid the cigarette smoke. And
that's my one problem with Vegas. Exactly. Is the cig smoke. I like Caesars is my favorite, but it is, you walk through there. And I used to work for the Academy of Country Music, like doing their award show week there. Yeah. And it would be a full 7 days in Vegas. And it's like, that's a lot. You go, how long do you go when you're taping? It's like,
It's 8 shows. So it's usually four shows a weekend and then 4 more shows. So depending on their school break, if they're with me, we'll stay the whole time. But if they're not, then I'll fly home. But now, because like this last time was the fourth year I did it, my oldest daughter's old enough. And so I took her to Gwen Stefani's.
Her Just a Girl residency.
Yes.
Was it amazing?
Oh my goodness. It was incredible.
She's great.
I think residencies are the way to go.
Oh, 100%. Like, why wouldn't you want to just sit there and do the show? You don't have to travel all the time.
Well, and and it was, because that was the first residency I've ever seen.
Oh my God, you need to go back, Allison.
I want to see them all.
Celine Dion is almost done.
I know. What have I been doing with my life? I've missed it.
It's life. Celine Dion, it's like going to church or something. It's like a religious experience. It's like her voice is still flawless. It's amazing.
I know. I think I'm going to miss it, aren't I?
You know, she's rapping this year. I think she has just a few shows left. But Christina's there now. J-Lo's been there. Britney, Mariah is my number one.
Well, is Britney coming back?
I mean, I don't know what's going on with Britney. Wasn't she on How I Met Your Mother? What was that like? Tell me about that.
Yes, she was.
How did she see
I him? Like to think that we were the beginning of the coming out of the
of all of that the stuff. Crazy. You were, because I remember how the press of that. Your first appearance.
We were her first stop on the like get it back together tour.
Did she seem to have it back together a little bit? Or was it just like surrounded by so many people?
Well, I mean, she definitely had a team. I just wanted to hug her a lot. Yeah. But I was really glad that like...
Did she seem approachable, or was it just like she came in and out?
I mean, she just seemed...
Here I am getting you in trouble.
She didn't seem like... She wasn't not approachable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she just seemed like somebody who has a lot of people around her.
Right.
But she seemed like a totally... She seemed like a young person balanced. that had a lot of people around her. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so interesting. I don't remember specifically that episode too much. I mean, I remember her being on
a couple episodes.
But she has great comedic timing. Like, she had hosted
really
SNL back in the day. And I remember there's a few sketches on there. If you watch it, it's like her timing was great.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, she's so talented, but it is sad how, I don't know.
But I mean, like the poor thing, she's going through all this stuff. And I just remember you knew she was coming to work because helicopters were following her into work. You're like, oh, well, Brittany must be on her way.
That makes me sad.
Like helicopters are following her.
I just want her. I want to hug her still, and I want everything to be okay with her. And I hope everything is. But you need to go to all the residencies.
Yeah, clearly.
I have a deep cut for you. So you were on Veronica Mars.
Yes.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I wasn't a huge, I didn't watch Veronica Mars.
Oh.
I need to. Everyone loves it. Mm. But did you play Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin's daughter on that show? Somebody, because I asked questions in the group.
I don't know if Lisa was on it, but Harry Hamlin was my dad.
So Harry Hamlin was your dad on it.
Yeah.
So did, you don't watch Housewives or anything. I'm a huge Housewives.
I do.
Oh my God, you do?
It's my guilty pleasure.
Allison, tell me more.
I used to have a rule that I could only watch it while I was exercising. But then
you have to watch it all the time.
Now I'm like, well, that's too hard. So now I organize like Legos and stuff.
Sure.
And watch it.
What's your favorite franchise?
Probably Beverly Hills.
Right. What do you make of all this dog drama going on? Or are you on Team Lisa Vanderpump or the rest of them?
You know, the thing is, I did miss a couple, like I missed some crucial episodes. And so I kind of miss the whole, like, what actually happened.
I think we all did. It's all very confusing.
Oh, okay.
I think there's a lot that just doesn't make sense in Beverly Hills.
I don't, but so now I'm at the lie detector area of the thing.
That
and
was
I'm
tough.
Like, I don't get it.
No, that was a very tough thing to watch.
But yeah, I like her new kitchen.
I love that you watch Housewives. That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
It's such a stress reliever for me. I mean, I love all the Housewives, but
I do.
You also do voice work for Fancy Nancy and
yes.
my niece and nephew. My niece specifically, Sophia, loves Fancy Nancy.
Oh, good.
And do you like doing that voice work stuff?
Oh, I love it. I especially love Fancy Nancy. I just adore that. I love the book. And then the show has just... Oh, it just warms my heart. Those stories are so, so wonderful. And it's so nice to be a part of something that I am completely fine, like letting my daughters watch and just walking away and being like, yep, it's a great, wholesome show that I don't have to worry about them. Like my youngest daughter, whenever she watches something, she definitely likes to try it on. Like the characters and everything, and she can be Nancy as much as she wants. It's fine.
Oh,
and I like her like learning those lessons through Nancy rather than me trying to sort of, hey, so if you're mean to your sister, that you know, or whatever.
It like mesmerizes kids, that show. I know my niece and nephew, it's like it mesmerizes. What do you think hooks kids? So is it the colors? Is it like just the lessons? I don't know what it is. Like,
well, it's relatable, right. And it's also celebrating, you know, following your passion and being your true self and not being ashamed of that. So if being fancy brings you joy, and if that's what is your calling, then celebrate it with everything. If it's being a pirate like her younger sister JoJo, then be like fully embrace that. And it's like celebrating differences is what we should all recognize, that's what makes the world beautiful, not like tearing people apart for it, you know?
Right. So I wish everyone felt that way. I
absolutely
totally agree with you. I did notice when I was doing some research that you do a lot of charity work with children.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about kids? What makes you, why is sort of, is that your passion, charity work with kids? Or do you have other sort of charitable passions? I don't know if that makes sense.
Right. No, I mean, yes, that's one of them. I do have others as well. But I think probably because I'm still a kid. Yeah. I think I'm just a big kid. But yeah, I just... I don't know. Yeah, maybe because my internal child is still like so very much there and I don't know. I readily like I feel that need for, you know,
yeah.
If you see a kid that needs help, I'm like, that guts me.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a charity you can tell listeners to maybe pay a little more attention to or reach out?
Well, the first one that pops into my head, because I've been there, is Corazón de Vida, which is orphanages in Mexico that you can actually go and like take supplies to. And
what is it called? Corazón?
Corazón de Vida.
Okay.
It will melt your heart, but yeah.
Sometimes with charity work, the reason I brought it up is because I was doing some, I was looking the other day, I wanted to help or donate, and sometimes it becomes overwhelming. So I think getting a personal suggestion is super helpful for people who feel like, I don't know how to help.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
I know it's a very broad question.
Right. I mean, I like personally have gone down and like delivered supplies, and you know, when you see how these kids are living, it's really like it will affect you. Right. And just the joy that they get when you're bringing them just stuff that we take for granted. Mm-hmm. You know, it definitely,
yeah,
does good for the perspective
and for the soul.
Yeah.
Now let's do a hard shift. So I want to do a pop culture lightning round. You can take much time as you want. These don't have to be quick. If you were choosing People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, you can't choose your husband, who's gorgeous and you met on Buffy.
All right.
Can you tell that story about how you met? I'm already interrupting the lightning round.
Right. Well, actually I'll tell you a funny story. I remember hanging out with Tony, and I wanted to play hacky sack or whatever it was. And he was like, "Okay, yeah, but first I got to go tell Joss about my friend, cuz I know there's this part coming up and I want to recommend my friend." I'm like, "Oh, okay, but hurry up." So we walked up to Joss's, or to the production office, and I remember being just a brat and being impatient, and Tony, who like talks a lot, was telling Joss about Alexis recommending him for this part of Wesley, and I just remember being such a little impatient brat of like, "Come on, Tony, hurry up," just because I wanted to go play hacky sack with Tony, and I was just like, "Could you hurry up?" Like, this was my internal dialogue. I wasn't actually saying it out loud, but I was like, "Oh my gosh, you talk so much," and it was like, if I had only known, he was like recommending my future husband and father of my children. And I just love that, like, that I was so impatient. Like, just come on. And
Taylor Armstrong enough.
Yeah. Little did I know that you were setting the rest of your future. Life.
We got to take a quick break here, but I have more questions for you. Now, before we go to break, I do want to say, please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. If you want to support this podcast and you want bonus episodes, head on over to Patreon.com/EverythingIconic. If you click the Become a Patron button, you can donate $4 or more per month. You get the bonus episodes. I'm promising one per month, but more importantly, the money just helps to support this show. So thank you, everyone that's over there. If you want one of the t-shirts, go to everythingiconic.threadless.com. Oh my gosh, so much promo. Everythingiconic.threadless.com. We have a bunch of housewives and fun shirts over there. So check that out. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more. This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. besides your husband, though.
Mm-hmm.
Sexiest man alive.
Oh, man. Goodness gracious. Let's see.
I believe the most recent was Idris Elba, who was a great choice.
Mm. You know, I think, I mean, man, I feel like it's changed so many, like, over the years for me.
It was like a classic, like a, you know, like, I don't know, like a Harrison Ford or a Clooney. I mean, they're,
I feel like right now, just where the world is and everything, I'm going to have to say like a Barack Obama.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. He's very sexy. I just saw him in a leather jacket somewhere and I was like, wow, he's mm-hmm. looking good. What's your favorite place to shop?
Oh.
Are you like a, are you a Home Goods? Are you a Target? Are you a Barney's? Like,
I would say, I mean, the first thing that popped into my head was Michael's.
I love a Michael's. Yeah. You're a crafter,
yeah,
right?
I'm yeah, I'm a major crafter.
What's your favorite Mariah Carey song?
Oh.
Always Be My Baby?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
I was just like, just can I name any Mariah Carey song?
How dare you? That's a wrap on Allison.
I'm sorry. No, okay. I was going to say the one where she goes, that's every Mariah Carey song.
Oh, I love that. Do you have a favorite How I Met Your Mother episode? Did I ask you that? I asked you.
You did.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They all seem like the same episode because right, they're all one to me.
Just not the edited finale.
Right.
Right. Jessica Simpson or Ashley Simpson?
Oh. Jessica.
Did you prefer playing Dark Willow or Light Willow?
I liked, I like that you call her Light Willow.
Or, wait. You know what I'm saying.
Light Willow as Dark Willow.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Do you keep in touch with either of the casts or both of the casts of Buffy and How I Met Your Mother?
I mean, yes, not like every day, but yeah, right, sure.
Right. Now, Jenny Armstrong from the Everything Iconic Patreon asked, can you ask about the Buffy Tara relationship? How did you feel about Tara getting killed off?
Kicked off.
Not kicked off.
Was
she supposed to be brought back to life? Is that a rumor? Am I making that up?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I don't remember how I felt. I mean, I remember the scene being like gut-wrenching, which as an actor, that's great. But yeah, I don't.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, I know.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
Now, I'll end this here.
Okay.
What's your favorite memory of working on My Stepmother as an Alien?
Oh, wow.
That's a deep cut.
Mm-hmm.
I do my research here.
Yes. I remember that I turned 14 while I was filming, and Dan Aykroyd gave me a bicycle with a bow on it.
I mean, come on, Allison.
Right?
Is there anything better?
Well, it did get stolen, but then the producers replaced it, so that was nice.
Do you keep mementos like that when you work with someone like Dan Aykroyd? Do you have, like, in your house, do you have, like, a wall of things or a basement full, a box of things or something where you're like, Dan Aykroyd gave me that, of course.
Right. I have like storage. Yeah. I don't think I have the bike, but yeah. I have, like the chair backs, you know, the chairs and I'm sure I have a lot of, I probably have a lot more of the stuff from that.
From Stepmother?
Yeah. That was the, but I think I have all the scripts from Buffy.
Oh, that's which amazing. Is,
but now I'm sure you could just
download them or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure if you went online and like eBay, you could, if you signed right. one of them or something, I mean,
yeah.
people would eat that up.
But they'll be like, I could just print that.
I told you I was wrapping up, but I do have one more question. Is there anything else you want to do still? Like, you've done so many different characters. You've done comedy, you've done drama. Is there a role or something that you're like, oh man, I really want to tackle maybe a specific character or something, or someone to work with, or a career dreams? Like, are you just kind of going with the flow?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff I want to do, and I still love acting, and I But I also, I really love hosting, and
you're so great at Penn and Teller hosting.
It's so much fun. I'd love to host a game show.
You'd be fantastic,
especially with kids. Yeah. But not too like vicious. Like mm-hmm. not. I don't want kids crying.
Right.
So, and I come up with really great ideas for shows. Maybe too many. I love crafting. I would, you know what
my
dream?
A show where you craft with kids.
My dream show, I want to do Pinterest the show.
I love that idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. You know, I was raised on the Rosie O'Donnell show. I was obsessed with it as a kid.
Yes.
And I used to love when she would have her crafting segments.
Yes.
It was just she was so great at speaking to kids in a way that wasn't speaking down to them.
Exactly.
And it was just, that's missing right now.
I could basically be like if you combined Martha Stewart, but Rosie O'Donnell style. So it's not like, it's like crafts you can actually do.
Fun.
But
easy-ish.
Yes, like mixed in with Ellen.
We have to do
so
that.
It's like relatable,
right?
But it's all crafting. But Martha, right. It's like nobody
she's
can do
stone
that.
Cold. And also she. I love Martha too, but she's
it's like, but nobody can do that,
right?
Like I craft with like pool noodles and duct tape.
That's that's what I would watch. Yeah. I would watch that. I feel like that's missing in today's landscape. A little
exactly.
Bit.
Like my crafts are from the dollar store. They're not like Fabergé eggs.
That should be on like the Disney Channel or something. Like I feel like that'd be a great thing.
Right?
I know you're in Disney. You gotta pitch that. You gotta make it happen.
I love my Disney.
Allison Hannigan, this was such a thrill for me.
Thank you.
Such a huge fan. I appreciate you humoring me with all these questions from
I loved it.
Your previous stuff. Where can people watch Pure?
WGN America.
So
Tuesday nights.
So good. WGN America. It's very Breaking Bad-ish. And then what about Penn and Teller?
CW.
CW.
This summer.
And how about social? Where can people find you on social media?
Just
look for it. You'll find it.
No, I feel like my handles might have just, because I didn't realize when I signed up what it was. So I did Ali Denisoff, which it makes it really hard. I know. Well, it's my married name and But so we just changed it to, I think, but I don't know if my handle, anyway, just search Allison Hannigan.
Name, you'll find out.
Because we just had it changed so that now if you search Allison Hannigan, you can find me, which makes so much more sense.
Right.
I think.
Well, thank you so much. I just love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate it. We'll be back on Thursday with a brand new episode recapping this week's Southern Charm and The Real Hustlers of New York. In the meantime, go and watch one of these amazing movies from our past or TV shows from our past. Throw on an episode of Buffy. It's on Hulu. Watch an episode of How I Met Your Mother. Just soak in some nostalgia and really enjoy it. And be nice to one another. I love you guys so, so much. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.